MSNBC's read, Trump caused million of bodies on the ground due to COVID. By Pam Key on March 13, 2024. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid said Wednesday on her show The Readout that former President Donald Trump is responsible for a million bodies on the ground due to COVID. Reid said, as of last night, Trump and Biden are officially their party's presumptive nominees. So we need to take a hard look at these candidates, their records, their accomplishments and the choice ahead of us. And, yes, where they stand on the safety and well-being of every individual American. We're also in a unique position to evaluate these men because both of them have been president. We can compare their actual presidencies rather than vote based on their promise. She continued, which era do you want to relive? The chaotic, frankly 4 years of crazy tweets. Migrant kids ripped from their parent arms, random fights with our allies and a million bodies on the ground due to COVID. The bodies stacked up in refrigerated trucks because the hospitals ran out of room. The states fighting over ventilators. The old people dying by themselves and saying their goodbyes on iPads. The economy literally collapsing and all of us stuck in our homes for a year. Kids having to graduate from high school and college on Zoom. Or the Biden era, where the president is old. Yes, and set in his ways and some of his policies infuriating. But at least he's sane and a grown-up and capable of being reasoned with and pushed to change his policies. It is a serious question. Does anybody think that reliving the Trump era is a good idea or something America would even survive? Reid added, Trump didn't want to deal with a public health catastrophe. He didn't want to take the blame or get bad press. So instead, he spent months pushing crack science, taking advice from snake oil salesmen instead of public health experts. He mainstreamed the anti-vax movement, which is going so strong today that we are facing measles outbreaks among unvaccinated children. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.